all the time. And then the opportunity arose today to speak with you. So thank you again.
Sure.
Just so I could get a proper level on you, and just for the record, you know the drill. May I just get your full name and title?
Sure. Christopher Fomonyo.
Okay, and your title?
Senior Associate for Africa at the National Democratic Institute for International Affairs, NDI, Washington.
I'm sorry, I stepped on your first word there when you gave me the title. Would you say that part again?
Christopher Fomonyo, Senior Associate for Africa with the National Democratic Institute.
That looks
good. Co-leading the NDI delegation to the elections in Nigeria.
Very good. Thank you. Well, certainly this has been a controversial election, a lot of tension for many, many reasons. Now that you've seen the votes cast, what's the general consensus of NDI?
I think NDI understands that this is probably the most competitive election that Nigeria has experienced since the transition from military to civilian rule. So there was bound to be some tensions in the lead-up to the election day, and just a level of competitivity between the candidates and their supporters. We were pleased, NDI was pleased to note that on election day itself, the process was very peaceful. Nigerians turned out in huge numbers. They were also very patient, even in the polling units where materials did not arrive on time, that ordinary citizens were organizing themselves to be orderly and peaceful, and that is something remarkable, especially in a country that has known a lot of election-related violence in the past.
What do you attribute that to?
Well, first of all, I think that there is a sense of pride amongst Nigerians that they want to be able to have an electoral process they could be proud of, that their country, despite its other challenges, has made tremendous strides since 1999, and that the message has been going out through civil society organizations, women's groups, religious leaders, the National Peace Council, that elections ought to be a peaceful event. And I think that level of civic and voter education has really helped to raise the level of political discourse in the country. And with some of the steps that have been taken by the Independent Election Commission to strengthen the integrity of the electoral process by introducing new technologies, biometric registration, biometric voter cards, the card reader, I think those measures have helped to enhance confidence in people that their votes can actually count, and that by participating in a peaceful process, ultimately that voice could be heard loud and clear.
So could you use the term right now that the elections were free and fair?
The NDI delegation just released its statement, its preliminary statement on this phase of the electoral process. We recognize that the process is not completed yet because INEC is still in the process of compiling the results, and we'll have to await the final announcement of results by INEC and the acceptance of those results by the competing candidates before one could make a definitive call, judgment call, on the electoral process. But it is fair to say that as at now, given what we've seen thus far, there is no reason to believe that the Nigerians who wanted to vote didn't have an opportunity to vote. There's also no reason to believe that the process isn't following its normal course right now, and which Nigerians should indeed be very proud of what they've done thus far. And my sense is that they are waiting patiently to hear the results from the Independent Election Commission to determine that their voices have actually been heard by the political leaders and the appropriate authorities.
You had mentioned the new technology and how that helped, even though there were some problems. What about security at the polls? Was there any problem? Did you see any violence or anything like that?
Well, going into the election, there were a lot of concerns here in Nigeria about the role of the military and the role of the security services and whether they will conduct themselves professionally, especially given some of the antecedents of the past. What the NDI delegation members saw in the polling sites that we visited in the states and in all six geopolitical zones was that in the polling sites we visited, there was no military presence around polling units. The presence of security services was manned by the members of the police force and other civilian entities such as the immigration or the customs that had been called in to augment the police force. And the police men and women that we saw in polling sites conducted themselves very professionally. They were not interrupting the electoral process or harassing voters. They were basically there to help maintain, to make sure that there was order around the polling units. And so far, none of our observers saw any interferences by the security services in the voting process. Now, the process is still ongoing, and we hope that that non-interference stays the same until the results are finally announced by the Independent Election Commission.
Having seen the way this election in Nigeria was run, does the National Democratic Institute have any recommendations for further electoral reform?
Yes, indeed, we do. And many of these recommendations are found in the statement that has just been released by our delegation. For example, we are encouraging INEC, the Independent Election Commission, to put more emphasis in better organization to make sure that on the next election, materials as well as polling officials arrive on time in the polling site so they don't have to keep voters waiting for hours, 2 or 3 hours in some cases, as we witnessed on March 28th. We're also making recommendations with regards to the collation of election results, because right now, election results are counted at each poll, the ballots are counted at each polling unit, and the results for the polling unit are announced at the polling unit. However, the results are then forwarded to the ward and then to the local government area level and then to the state level before being transferred to Abuja, the federal capital. Our recommendation is that the need for this multi-layered tier collating process and that with the new technology that INEC has introduced into the electoral system, there ought to be ways to transmit the results directly from the polling unit to the central database of INEC in Abuja. And that will reinforce the confidence of Nigerians that the results announced at polling units are the same results that are being centralized in Abuja, and there's been no interference with the collation process. That's one of the recommendations that we've made, and our hope is that INEC and the relevant agencies of the Nigerian government will take these recommendations to heart as they've done in the past.
Very good. You've answered all my questions. Is there any other area that you would like to discuss that I have not asked you about?
I think this is fine. I think we have a good piece, at least for now, and I'm sure that I'm still out here in Abuja till Wednesday. So if there are other developments and you feel the need for us to chat, you can still reach me through this number and we can cover whatever ground needs to be covered.
Very good. I thank you very much for that. Once again, thank you. I know you've been extremely busy, so thank you for taking the time.
Thanks, Joe. It's my pleasure, and we'll talk again soon.
Yes, sir. Take care.
All right. But how would you use this piece? Would you...
We're going to air
it on your website after broadcast or what?
Yeah, we're going to definitely have it on our shows. Our first show goes on in, let me see what time it is here. Our first show goes on in 4 hours. So it'll be on
okay. That
one. And then there's another one 2 hours after that. So it'll be on, it'll air at least twice today. Some other shows might pick it up as well. And we could put the interview on the website as well.
Okay. I will keep checking your website by close of business today in Abuja, and then so I can share with colleagues and other interested parties.
I will do that. I will let you know when it's up.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. Take care.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.